I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 5th. 32-year-old Brian Cardoso of Dorchester was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court on a lesser charge of receiving stolen property and identity fraud, but his arrest is tied to what's shaping up to be a much bigger case involving gangs, kidnapping, torture, the theft of a Rolex watch, and thousands of dollars. The victim told police he was kidnapped from the parking lot behind his Quincy apartment on February 27th. Prosecutors say when he got outside to go to his car, five men who were masked pushed him into the ground and forced him into the passenger side of his own truck, and they kidnapped him. The victim told police he was taken to Saugus and beaten with a gun and tortured in a garage. It appears the attackers used a lighter to burn the victim's hands and face. Eventually, the man was returned to Quincy. The victim told police the thieves stole his $30,000 Rolex watch and thousands of dollars in cash. At one point, he said his wife threw a cash-filled bag over their apartment balcony. Brian Cardoso was arrested after authorities say the Boston Police Gang Unit recognized him on a surveillance video using the victim's credit card to buy sneakers in Boston. Right now, he's only facing charges related to the victim's credit cards, but police say the case remains open and active, and that they're looking for four other suspects. Cardoso was released on personal recognizance. At the time of his arrest, he was on probation in a federal case, so U.S. Marshals took him into custody on a federal detainer. He's due back in Quincy District Court in June. No injuries reported after a fire at a Quincy apartment complex yesterday. Firefighters were called to 66 Greenleaf Street at about 5:30 yesterday afternoon on a report of a fire. The blaze was confined to a bedroom, and firefighters quickly doused the fire. No one was hurt. A suspect has been arrested after a woman was found dead inside an Avon home yesterday. According to the Norfolk County DA's office, the incident is being investigated as a homicide. Late yesterday afternoon, police and firefighters responded to a 911 call at a home on Nichols Avenue. A household member called about an unresponsive female in need of medical assistance. First responders found a 53-year-old woman on the floor of the home with visible injuries, and there were signs of a struggle. The woman did not survive. With information developed by the state police assigned to the DA's office and Avon police, a suspect was identified and apprehended with the help of Braintree police. Police and other surrounding communities assisted in the search for the suspect. Suspect, whose name has not been released, was arrested at about 8 o'clock last night at the South Shore Plaza. Investigators said there is no threat to the public. The incident is being treated as a homicide and remains under investigation. Nichols Avenue is a quiet dead-end street in Avon. Hours later, police vehicles still had the area completely blocked off. Investigators did not release any other details about the people who live at that home or what may have happened inside. Authorities arrested a man accused of brandishing a gun and stealing some medication from a Weymouth pharmacy on February 26th. 25-year-old Nathan Killian, who police say is homeless, is charged with armed robbery with a firearm, assault with intent to rob, larceny over $1,200, larceny from a person, and larceny of a drug. According to Weymouth police, Killian entered the CVS pharmacy on Washington Street at about 9:25 that evening and pulled a gun on a clerk. Killian allegedly made off with an undisclosed amount of medication and fled the scene before police officers arrived. Tuesday, about 2:40 in the morning, police say Killian was taken into custody at South Shore Hospital. He was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Courts. The Quincy City Council is asking the state's federal delegation to support keeping the interest earned on municipal bonds tax-free. City Council this week unanimously passed a resolution offered by Council President Ian Kane imploring Congress to renew the federal tax-exempt status for municipal bonds. Kane says every community that raises money by selling bonds would be impacted if they are subject to tax. Kane says municipal bonds are also exempt from state taxes. A Needham-based real estate firm has purchased a Braintree retail property for $30 million. Waterstone Properties Group acquired 86,000 square feet of retail space within the marketplace at Braintree from Seritage Growth Properties. The property on Grossman Drive includes such retailers as Nordstrom Rack and Ulta Beauty. Waterstone bought what's known as a retail condominium or a portion of a larger commercial or mixed-use site. Other parts of that Braintree retail complex include a PetSmart and Hobby Lobby. The Trump administration has put out a list of buildings which could be sold to cut government costs. The properties include the John F. Kennedy and Tip O'Neill Federal Buildings in Boston. The U.S. General Services Administration listed 9 Massachusetts buildings as non-core properties for disposal. The GSA says the buildings are obsolete. The GSA said it currently owns 440 non-core assets across the country, and many of the buildings are obsolete and unsuitable for use by the federal workforce. The GSA says divesting the non-core assets from government ownership could potentially save more than $430 million in annual operating costs. Key tenants of the JFK Federal Building in Boston include the offices of Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Ed Markey, the Drug Enforcement Administration, Social Security Administration, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and the Internal Revenue Service. The O'Neill Federal Building on Causeway Street in Boston has offices for the U.S. Department of State, Homeland Security, Federal Protective Service, and the Boston Passport Agency. Locally in sports, you can watch live coverage of the King Philip versus Quincy girls playoff basketball game here on QATV beginning at 5:30 this evening on channels 8, 1072, and online at qatv.org. And then at 7 o'clock, watch Archbishop Williams take on North Quincy girls playoff basketball, also on channels 8, 1072, and live on qatv.org. Check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory as the Dow sank 670 points. The NASDAQ dropped 65 and the S&P fell 71. World shares, U.S. futures mostly higher following that rocky session on Wall Street after Canada, Mexico, and China were hit by steep U.S. tariffs that took effect the day before. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at $67 a barrel. Elsewhere in sports, the Bruins lose to Nashville 6-3. They'll be in Carolina tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Celtics host Portland at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service, mainly cloudy today with a high of 55. Rain arrives tonight, low only 50. Rain overnight into early tomorrow morning, then turning cloudy tomorrow with a high of 58. Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 43. And Saturday, partly cloudy and windy, high 41. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, southerly winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots, the high tide 3:37 this afternoon. Sunrise is at 6:12, sets at 5:38. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning and 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 5th.